Order. Order. The court is now in session for the indictment of Tanner Miles. Mr. Miles, tell us what happened on the day of the incident.
Well, Your Honor, it started out as a regular day. Loretta, honey, I can't talk right now. I'm running late for work.
Sounds like you're in a coffee shop.
Yeah, this old man was holding up the line. His order sounded good, though. A triple-triple. I ordered the same.
Triple-triple coffee ready for pickup. Oh,
that's my order. I gotta go. Thank you.
Hey, you whippersnapper. You just took my triple-triple.
Wait for the next one, Gramps. I gotta go.
I'm in a hurry. I'm out of here.
Man, that elevator took forever.
Tanner finally made it to the elevator and was officially 15 minutes late for work.
Whoa! Where did you come from? Not much of a talker, huh? Fine, keep your secrets.
Tanner was bemused by the man in the room, but the elevator had reached his floor.
Weirdo.
While Tanner worked, he couldn't help but get distracted by the day's events.
You again? Do you work here?
Tanner, why were you late today?
Oh, sorry, this guy behind me won't leave me alone. I was a man right here.
Tanner, you don't look so well. Maybe you should take the day off.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I haven't been getting much sleep lately.
Welcome to Dollar Grocery.
Tanner had collected the eggs he wanted to buy and saw his wife's favorite chocolate bar. He thought it would be the easiest thing in the world to steal.
Stop following me!
What?
Sorry. Why are you following me? Oh, where did he go? I think I will steal this candy bar.
Just the eggs, sir?
Yep, just these eggs.
All right, have a good day, sir.
Loretta, honey, I'm home.
Did you get the eggs?
Yes, I did. Right here. I also got you this chocolate bar.
This isn't organic. And you know I'm on a diet. I can't believe it.
Tanner is now realizing his wife never appreciates him. He works so hard, and all his wife does is complain. Tanner is thinking about killing his wife.
No. No. I'm not. I wouldn't.
Tanner knows he's seen enough movies that he wouldn't get caught. It would be so easy, and his life would get so much better.
My life would get easier, right?
Tanner, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I will be. And that's what happened, Your Honor.
I see. But there is a problem with your story, Mr. Miles. We've talked to your boss and the store clerk. There was no man with you.
What? There was a man following me. I swear. They must be lying.
I have no choice but to find you guilty of second-degree murder for a sentence of 25 to life.
No, you gotta believe me. It wasn't my fault.
Miles, you got a visitor.
Hello, whippersnapper.
I know you. You're the old man from the coffee shop.
Yes, that was me. How did you like your life being narrated?
Wait, how do you know about that?
Well, I'm the one who cursed you. Next time you'll think about stealing someone else's coffee order. If prison even has coffee.
Tanner sat whimpering in his cell, knowing that he will never be alone, not even in his head.
Just please leave me alone.
Lights out.